I'll give it a few minutes, and if we can't get this done, so the option is if we jump over to the conference call line.
Is Lucretia here, by chance? Either here or on the phone?
I don't hear her. She may be on the phone.
I believe she did say in one of my emails to her, hers to me, she said she was going to call in, I believe.
Me, Deb, John, and Jennifer are voting. It seems like the phone number was not connected to this team's meeting link.
Yeah, I have no idea how to. I'll have to get help for that next time because I have no idea how to.
Yeah, I don't. I went by the number that I had in this binder of information, and that was the number I put.
The number they were using.
So
yeah, I know a couple meetings were just by phone when they would distribute things out and not use Teams or Zoom at all. So that's probably why the conference number. Conference phone number is not related to Teams.
I'm gonna try to call in on the conference call because I'm thinking that might be
okay. I'll do that too. And if I'll get onto the conference call phone number, and then if we don't have a quorum, I'll adjourn it without even starting it. And as I mentioned before, I don't think there'd be any opposition if I send out an email. This is what we're voting on, and just you respond with affirmation, you know, nay, or a abstention. Get to vote that way. The surveys are already in progress. We already have a vendor. It's just a formality. They get the vote. I don't want to waste any more of anyone's time. So I will jump off as well, and I'll try to get onto that call.
What's the phone number for the conference line if we're all going to jump off?
Let me grab it. I'll go back to my mail.
I have it in front of me, the one that... I sent out, which is 860-840-2075. You know what? I'll put it in the chat.
We can't read the chat with voiceover. It's tough to read. Listen to the chat.
Okay.
If you could give me that number again, I'm going to dial
it. Yeah, say it again.
Sure.
860-840-2075. Okay, let's wait for the code. 1 second.
Okay.
Welcome to the Audio Conferencing Center. Please enter a conference ID followed by pound.
Okay, conference ID, please.
455-658-890. Pound.
That's it? Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Sure.
If you're the meeting organizer, press star now.
Who's the meeting organizer? I don't know. I'll press star. See what happens.
Please enter your PIN and press pound.
Is there a PIN?
I don't see a PIN.
Sorry, I didn't get that. Please enter your PIN and then press pound.
Well, can't do that.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Let me see if I hit redial. It'll take me back in without repeating the numbers. I'll just go in as a guest. If everyone can hear me, it doesn't really matter then.
Welcome to the Audio Conferencing Center. Please enter a conference ID.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to need that conference ID one more time, please.
455 658 890.
Okay.
Pound.
Sorry, I can't find a meeting.
Oh, Lord. Okay. 455. Oh, are you there?
I can't find that number.
455-658. 890. get it, Phil? Is Phil still with us? Okay, so Phil's I said Phil McGownick. Okay.
I see his name on here, but
I know, I'm so sorry. I don't know how to connect the two. So I was going to have... Oh, was that Phil? Okay. Okay, Phil is on the call, so we're good. I'm on the call. So we need... So, Jennifer, are you on the call or on Teams?
I'm on the call now.
Okay. And so, Rhea, are you on the call? Got to make sure we have, see, I think Nicole just joined us on Teams. Nicole, do you have the phone number to call in? Because we're switching to the conference call.
Oh, okay. I do think I have the number.
If you could call in, that would be awesome. Thank you.
Yep.
Then was it Deb? Is Deb on the call?
I am not on the call, Carol, and I can't figure out how to get into it, so I didn't get the numbers and all that fast enough. It's too hard.
Okay.
Do you have enough of voting numbers?
Yeah.
You do?
We will, okay. And Dev?
Mm-hmm. I'll hang on until you're sure. I don't know. Let's see.
Okay, so I am going to, I'm on the call, but I'm going to stay on Teams as well, so that way, because Deb is the only person that's on Teams, that way I can, okay. She can hear me, and everybody on the phone can also hear, so
oh,
I'm just going
nice.
To
okay.
stay the way I am. So I do think we have a quorum, but I'm going to go, once you call the meeting to order, Phil, I can go through roll call. Thank you so much. This is Carol. Okay, roll call. If I pronounce your name wrong, I am so sorry, and please correct me. So we have Scott Baker. Becker, awesome. Thank you. Present. Brandy Altergott. Jay Brown. Jay absent. Frank. Okay, thank you. Frank Bonomo. Frank is absent. John Cardamala. William DeMayo. DeMayo, thank you. Jennifer Jenkins. Lucretia Jones. Frank Lasquadro. Frank is absent. Philip McGalnick. John McNichol. John is absent.
Anita Mendoza. I know she is unable to make it, so she is absent. And then Deb Reed. Deb is on Teams. I know she is here. Beth Reel. Okay. Okay, Beth is absent. Dennis Regan. Okay, Dennis is absent. Nicole Rigo Serrano. Kendra Valente. Okay. All right, thank you. And then Carol Jenkins, I am here. So I do believe we just made a quorum. Yes. All right. Okay, awesome. Thank you. So the VR satisfaction survey, we have to do that annually. So every year, and we're surveying all of the closed cases in VR for the current program year. So the current program year was July 1 of 2022 to June 30, 2023. And so we have Central Connecticut State University, and they have quoted us the price of $18,897.14.
I cannot hear you talking, Carol.
I'm sorry, Deb. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Okay, so I'll start over for Deb. I'm sorry. So the consumer statewide needs assessment is mandated federally every 3 years. So it's due this year, again in 2023. And we're required to survey all of our vocational rehabilitation consumers, from age 14 to however old, who's receiving services. It's also like parents of students, it's stakeholders, it's agency employees, it's the SRC members, and a whole lot of things that have to happen with this assessment. So Central Connecticut State University has quoted us the price of $23,104.34. They have said they will have the rough draft of the report to us by November 13th and the final draft to us by December 8th. And this is the particular assessment that we use to develop the state goals together for our state plan that's due, I gotta think if it's due in February or March of 2024. So with these two things, I sought prior approval from the Rehabilitation Services Administration because it is required to get prior approval, and they granted that prior approval for the current federal fiscal year 23 that we're in. So now, you know, just with the voting membership of the SRC, you know, we need to have you guys vote and agree to it or not agree to it. I did try to get other bids, and other bids have fallen through and things, and so we're to a point like we need to get it done. Uh-huh. So, are there any questions for me?
No. Somebody else must be talking.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, good question. So I'm going to kind of summarize the question for Deb. So she knows what the question is.
Okay.
So the question is, Deb, one, why is the satisfaction survey, you know, 18,000 something, only like 5,000 less than the needs assessment, which is surveying a whole lot more people and things? And if, are the questions the same that the closed cases for the satisfaction survey will be asked versus the needs assessment? And so the original assessment for the satisfaction survey, the price quote was like $35,000. And I got it down to 18. So the reasoning for the price was that they were doing all of that longitudinal data, like all, like I don't even know, like 20 years worth of data.
Right.
And so I don't necessarily need 20 years of data. So I said, okay, I only need maybe like the last 5 years of data. And the needs assessment, it's not a historical longitudinal thing. It's just the needs at that particular time when they do it. So the questions aren't generally the same. So closed cases, it's about specific things about the VR services they received, about employment, their satisfaction with how we did as an agency. The needs assessment is broader in trying to identify what the needs are, where are their gaps, how can our services at BESME meet or address those gaps or needs.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
This is VR-based, so if you're a stakeholder, you would get it. As an SRC member, you would get it. And so stakeholder is a very broad term, so it could be sent to a whole lot of people. So, like parents of our consumers will get it. So, but it's hard to warrant the use of VR funds to have other consumers who are not VR do it, because it's VR is the federally mandated program to do it. I'm sorry. Who made the motion? I'm sorry. Okay. And who was the second? Just checking. Okay, thank you. Thank you. We've adjourned, Deb.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Carol.
Thank you. Sorry about all that. Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Miss...